Or you who on the sixth day and in the sixth hour was nailed to the cross for the sin which our father Adam dared to commit in paradise. Tear the handwriting of our sins, O Christ our God, and save us. I cry to God and the Lord heard me. God, hear my prayer and do not refuse my petition. Be attentive to me and hear me in the evening, in the morning, and at midday. I say my words and he hears my voice and delivers my soul in peace.
Doxa Patri.
O Jesus Christ, our God, who was nailed to the cross in the sixth hour and killed sin by the tree, and by your death you have made alive the dead man, whom you created with your own hands and has died in sin. Put to death our pains by your healing and life-giving passions, and by the nails which you were nailed, rescue our minds from the thoughtlessness of earthly deeds and worldly lusts, to the remembrance of your heavenly commandments according to your compassion. Since we have no favor, nor excuse, nor justification because of our many sins, we, through you, implore to him who is born of you, O Mother of God, the Theotokos, the Virgin, for abundant and acceptable is your intercession with our Savior. O Holy Mother, do not exclude sinners from your intercession with him whom you bore, for he is merciful and able to save us because he suffered for us to deliver us. Let your compassion speedily reach us, for we are exceedingly humbled. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your holy name. O Lord, deliver us and forgive us our sins for the sake of your holy name. Salvation in the midst of all the earth, O Christ our God, as you stretched your holy hands on the cross. Therefore all nations cry out saying, Glory be to you, O Lord. We worship your incorruptible person, O good one, asking for the forgiveness of our sins, O Christ our God. For of your own will you were pleased to be lifted up onto the cross, to deliver those whom you created from the bondage of the enemy. We cry out unto you and give thanks unto you, for you have filled all with joy, O Savior, when you came to help the world. Lord, glory be to you. You are she who is full of grace, O Mother of God, the Theotokos, the Virgin. We praise you, for through the cross of your Son, hate fell down and death was abolished. We were dead, but we are raised and became worthy of eternal life, and gained the delight of the first paradise. Therefore, we thankfully glorify the immortal Christ our God.